The education rallies are among several protests across North Carolina after state lawmakers passed a budget late last month. Some of the protesters held signs that read, "Don't destroy public schools," and "Teachers deserve better." They say they are angry over the legislature's approval of a bill that cuts $117 million from the public education budget and offers no raises for teachers in North Carolina. The state currently ranks 46th out of 50 states for teachers' pay. Teachers also voice concerns over measures to end teacher tenure and bonuses for achieving higher degrees.
My name is Selvin Jordan. They are taking away our right to get advanced degrees and get paid for them. We are not going to be encouraged. We are not being encouraged financially to get an advanced degree and be better at what we do.
I grew up teaching, and I always knew I wanted to be a teacher. I'm a North Carolina teaching fellow, and because of these budget cuts, that program's no longer in an issue to encourage new individuals to become educators in the state of North Carolina. But some of my biggest concerns, especially in the classroom, you know, classroom size. It keeps increasing, but we don't have the resources to provide for the students.
The North Carolina Association of Educators, Public Schools First, and Progress NC organized the protest Wednesday in the Triad. The NCAE and other groups are encouraging the community to wear red on the first day of school to show their support for public education. Rodney Ellis, president of the NCAE, says his organization is considering their options for a legal challenge to some of the education terms in the state budget.
We believe that career status is it's a right. You know, it's an entitlement that we've earned as educators, and so I feel like they cannot and should not be able to take that away. We're also going to question whether or not they violate the Constitution with this budget itself, the overall budget, because they are constitutionally bound to provide a sound public education for every child in North Carolina, and this budget does not do that. And of course, this voucher bill, I mean, it's been challenged in other states. Some states, they were successful. And so we're going to see what we can do here.
Ellis says education leaders want Governor Pat McCrory to call a special session to revisit the budget issue. But the governor's spokesperson, Ryan Tronovich, says a special session will not happen as of right now. He also points out that the budget includes more funding for kindergarten through 12th grades than ever before. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.